Listening Library presents Aces Wild by Erica S. Pearl. Read for you by Abigail Ravash. To Aces Kids. Chapter 1. Ace! Ace! I shook a box of dog biscuits. The sound never failed to produce the skittering noise of toenails on wood floors, and always resulted in my puppy hurling his whole body, from his long flapping ears to his short stump of a tail, straight at me. Shake-a, shake-a, shake-a! Ace! Nothing. Don't panic, I told myself. But how could I not? I'd spent my entire 11 years trying to get a dog, and now, poof, I'd lost him. In the hall closet, I found a jumble of boots, but no sign of my spaniel mix's small, freckled snout. Calling his name, I wandered through the house, opening doors, looking under furniture, and glancing outside in hopes of seeing a furry brown and white streak race past. Through the kitchen window, I could see my mom raking leaves. It was only the second week in October, but already it seemed like everyone was talking about snow and trying to predict when the first flakes would fall. I waved frantically to get her attention, which resulted in her making the "just a sec" sign, patting the air with one of her gloved hands. The car was gone, so I figured my dad was out at the store getting more salt or sand or other snow-busting materials. This being our family's first winter in Vermont, my parents weren't taking any chances. Could Dad have taken my puppy with him? No way. Ace had had too many accidents in the car for that to happen. I had already checked every possible spot upstairs, and I was starting to feel pinpricks of worry.